Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, Jan Armstrong, 1-800-422-416. Unique Arts celebrates our coast and helps First Nation programs. We're going to talk to Deadly artist, Deadly sister, Shanae Kellett, and talk about this beautiful space on the line. Shanae, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm Yorta Yorta, your mob. So I do have family in Queensland and then down here in Victoria.
Beautiful, Deadly. So you must be feeling the cold brunt there, down that way?
Oh, I sure am. I think I'm booking a holiday up to Cairns very shortly.
Yes, please, come and see us. Now, talk about your beautiful artwork, and you printed on a premium silk scarf that will raise money for World Vision. So tell us about this fantastic space and your artwork, sister.
So I'm really drawn in by our local environment when expressing my artwork.
Yep.
The Coral Coast moonlight is a reflection of the moon glistening over our bay here on Boonerong Country, showcasing the natural environment.
Fantastic. So how did this come about? Did you were approached, or did you have to throw in an application to be a part of this program?
So I was approached by the Blue Illusion Company and World Vision itself in the collaboration process.
Oh, fantastic. And how long have you been an artist?
I've been an artist since 2019, but practicing art my whole life.
Okay, and what did you do before being an artist?
A teacher. So I a program called Connect to Country at Dramana Primary School.
Well, you're still teaching using art, you know what I mean, and educating the people of the world about our culture, you know, and it's a bridge builder too, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think that it goes hand in hand.
Yeah, exactly. So family, what's family think of your career pathway?
Well, they're really stoked and happy for me that I've got my art out there. I definitely think at times when I was preparing to get my artwork out there, I was really nervous.
Yes.
But I had such a supportive, strong network that they pushed me and finally took that next step.
Yeah, now for this year, you also designed the Carlton's AFL Indigenous Round Jumper.
Yeah,
how deadly you!
An experience for sure. That was an incredible experience,
yeah.
And it was so cool to be able to have my art in such a for such a huge audience.
And were the Carlton Football Club, were they accommodating? Were they supportive in your space?
Carlton Football Club they went above and beyond. Good. To make sure that myself and my family were included in the whole process. I can't thank them enough for the opportunity that they gave me.
Yeah, well, you're kicking goals here, my sister. Fantastic. Thank you very much for the yarn. And good luck with it all, Shanae. And thank you for the yarn. And you keep smiling. We'll talk soon, my sister.
Thank you so much.
You take
care,
darling.
Appreciate it.
All right, darling. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's Shanae Kellett, her name is, Indigenous artist, and she's did the print on a premium silk scarf that will raise money for World Vision. And fantastic that she was commissioned to paint Coral Coast Moonlight by Australian fashion retailer Blue Illusion, and which has produced its own premium silk scarf, beautifully packaged in a box that tells the story of artwork and the artist herself. So look, fantastic. And using art as the tool of vehicle and building bridges, that's what it's all about. And also, happy Reconciliation Week, you mob. Too deadly. Stay strong, stay black, stay deadly. Stay tuned, your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Country.
is walking in the sunshine. Country is lying by the stream. Country is being one with nature. In the country I wanna be. As I walk down life's highway, I find the strength from those so dear who have walked these roads before me, and I hear them calling me. For I know that they guide me and keep me safe and sound. In the country I was born in, of the land I am so proud. Country is walking in the sunshine. Country is lying by the stream. Country is being one with nature. In the country I wanna be. Country is walking in the sunshine. Country is lying by the stream. Country is being one with nature. In the country I wanna be. Don't take my country away from me.
Yeah, there it is. Solid Rock Guana here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yarn with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. As BBM Bumrabit Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. Let's look at the top stories in the news today. Anthony Albanese and Labor to form majority government. Why tree-changing Aussies might regret it. China says it's ready to cooperate with Australia in the Pacific. Brace, brace, terror on Tamworth ban flight. Police breakthrough after man allegedly steals car with baby in the back seat. As a child, John was told not to answer the front door at of his home. Well, more on that information and what are heading the news for today, the last day of May. We got football star's last post before wife's death. Blues Clarity Wetering injury. Provide updates on McGovern permanent cunning. And that's about it on the news. So I hope you, while your mob, add to the conversation or what news are happening on your front in regarding your organisation, your mob, your family. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Too deadly.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Get on your mob, it's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Mark Aran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. 416.
Yeah, Deadly track that drove in the Bush Kids. Big shout out, Bush Kids, here on your Deadly program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Have you saying Yana up strong, Yana with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy, Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yindji country. That's BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Want to give a big shout out to our First Nation radio stations across this Deadly country, a Deadly Black network, and Yana up strong for our mob. And a platform for our mob to play their music, have their say, and keep existence strong for 2022. 60,000 years, another 60,000 more. We ain't going nowhere. Too Deadly, mob. All right, let's look at the teams for the up-and-coming State of Origin for 2022. First game kicks off Wednesday, 8th of June. Game one, that's at 8:10 p.m. at the Accor Stadium in Sydney. Let's look at the Maroons team. Kalen Ponga, number one. Winger, number two. Selwyn Cobby, debut for the Queensland side. We have three, Valentine Holmes. Four, Dane Gagai. Five, Xavier Coase. Six, Cameron Munster. Seven, Daly Cherry Evans. Number eight, Tina Falalumusu. Number nine, Ben Hunt at hooker. Number 10, Josh Papale'i. 11, Kurt Capewell. 12, Felice Kafusi, and 13, Ruben Cotter, another debut. And on the bench there, 14, Harry Grant, 15, Lindsay Collins, 16, Patrick Carrigan, 17, Jeremiah Nanai, too deadly. And the reserves for the Queensland side, Tom Dearden, Jai Arrow, Thomas Flegler, Hamaso Tabua Fado, and Murray Talagugi. And looking at the New South Wales side, who they got, James Tedesco, fullback captain, Brian Toho, Katonia Staggs from the Broncos, his debut, Jack Whiten, Daniel Tapu has been called back into the New South Wales Blues side, Jerome Luai, Nathan Cleary, forwards Payne Haas, Damien Cook, Junior Paulo, Cameron Murray, Tarek Sims and Isaiah Yeo. On the bench there, interchange, Stephen Crichton, Leon Martin, Regan Campbell-Gillard, back in the Blues side, Ryan Madison, and the reserves for the Blues, Nicholas Hines, that's Tyson Frizzell, Jacob Safalidi, Joseph Suwali, and Apisai Kurosawa. So that's the teams for the 2022 State of Origin, and that's happening Wednesday, 8th of June. So may the best team win. Mob calling, have your say about the State of Origin, or maybe you want to talk about what's happening in politics. Either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Started with a hope, a dream.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleybit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, Oxfam congratulates new parliament, but calls for more action on climate, inequality and First Peoples' rights. We're going to talk to Lynn Mulgain. She's the Chief Executive of Oxfam Australia. On the line, Lynn, good morning, sis. How are you?
I'm great, Trevor. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, thank you very much for coming to the program. Yeah, so we've got a new sheriff in town, so Labor Party, and there we have it, Albanese, too easy Albanese, the new Prime Minister of Australia, and Oxfam, as you, the Chief Executive, congratulate them, but we need action in the climate space, inequality and First Peoples' rights, yes?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, yes, we have congratulated the Albanese government and we look forward to working with them. You know, we noticed before the election that he made a very strong set of statements about the Uluru Statement.
Yes.
And we've noticed that they appear to have made some very important sort of symbolic shifts in how they position the rights of First People. So that is to be congratulated, and I think we will see some both, you know, I'm probably not the only one who noticed the flags came back.
Exactly, when he stood up there in the opening speech. Exactly.
Yeah, it was everywhere. He started his speech, you know, he did it before the election, then after the election he opened on the Uluru Statement.
Yes.
He opened his acknowledgement. So I see these as great signs. I've seen Linda Burney talking about what she has in mind and what she'd like to see happen. So, you know, we're really optimistic, but part of our role as Oxfam is to keep politicians accountable for the sorts of things that need to happen. And so this is obviously a big part of our focus. You know, the other one is climate, right? So,
yes.
So Oxfam wants change a little bit quicker than the Labor Party is proposing it at this stage. You know, we're very clear that we need to get to zero emissions just that much faster.
Mm.
But we think that with the new crossbench, there's going to be lots of opportunity to talk about whether we could be more ambitious. And certainly our view is that we could and should be more ambitious.
Well, exactly. And climate change, global climate, it is real. When you look at all the floods and the fires, I mean, Sunshine Coast is the wettest town in Australia at the moment. It's taken the trophy off Tully, North Queensland. So there's something going on with the world and with Mother Earth, yes?
This is right. So around the world, there are three major causes of, you know, terrible poverty.
Mm.
And one of them is recently COVID and the other is conflict, but the main one is climate, right?
Yeah,
it's climate.
Exactly.
So the reason people in the east of Africa are on the edge of starvation, are facing terrible famine, is because of the droughts. And the droughts are because of climate change. You look in the Pacific and you look at the existential threat that our Pacific neighbours are facing, this again is climate change. So in many respects, climate change now has to be understood to be what is causing so many of the problems in the world, that we've got to get this one right.
Exactly.
And as you say, here in Australia, you know, we've all experienced dramatic change, things that once upon a time would never have been the case.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why the Australian government's got to stand up in the global sense, but also protecting the big island, Australia, in regard to this space.
Yeah, well, the problem is, right, that that Australia has an outsized contribution to emissions, right? Like, we make pretty much the largest contribution to emissions with the least commitment to changing it, right? So globally, the world see us. They see us. And it's what we dig up, right? Like, that's part of our responsibility. It's not just what we use, but it's what we dig up many times, and I don't need to tell you this, many times on traditional lands where there's strong objection to this happening, but then we're shipping it out off our shores into the world to create a problem that the whole globe is grappling with.
Yeah, so we need to look at the actions we're doing here in the business sense, you know, in the government sense, because it snowballs in regard to the climate change, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Fantastic. Linda, how long have you been the chief executive there, Oxfam Australia?
I think it's about 3 years.
Enjoying that journey? Enjoying that journey?
I do. Oh, it's a privilege.
Lovely.
It's a privilege. Yeah. I mean, I get to speak for things that matter for people who are, you know, lives are hanging in the balance.
Exactly. Yeah, beautiful vehicle you're driving there. So, look, thank you very much for the yarn, my sister. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe. And come and join us up here in warm country when you can.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and look forward to next time.
Lovely, Lynn. You take care,
darling. Bye-bye. See you now. Bye.
Beautiful young there. Lynn Morgane, her name is, Oxfam Australia Chief Executive, and just talking about, well, congratulating new Parliament, Albanese. Anthony Albanese as a new Prime Minister, but calls for action on climate, inequality and First Peoples' rights. So there it is. Take the congratulations, Mr. Albanese. It's time to put action out there, and well done is better than well said. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Well, I love him and I leave him, I guess in every town. Cause I don't want no woman, forever hanging around. No harm in heading of a line, and a lot of little white lines have some fun. Then before they realize I moved on to another town, where I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramming my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramming my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. Step around, then a woman's alright. But I just can't stand her around from morning till night. That's why I string up some tail, and when they believe them, that's the time. I kiss them and I leave them, safety in numbers. I have found, cause I don't want no woman around. Oh, I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, crapping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no woman around. I don't want no woman around. Tell me what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down. I don't want no. Tell me what I'm doing, cramping my style, bringing me to ruin. If I'm going downhill, I'll take my own road down.
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome Black, your daily program, National Talk Black, Trinity Trevi Murray from the Curry. I was yarning about the Origin opener, in which sees Indigenous debuts and fan favourites return with the squads for opening game. Decided the Origin series will see strong feel of Indigenous presence yet again. And we're talking about the State of Origin set to kick off Sydney's Acor Stadium on June 8 with old and new NRL stars running on the field. Queensland will welcome three new debuts, including young Selwyn Cobbo, whilst the New South Wales welcomes old favourite Jack Whiten. And when you look at Cherbourg's boys' debut, Queensland coach Billy Slater has backed 19-year-old Selwyn Cobbo to debut with Queensland for the Origin Open. The Cherbourg boy won a hotly contested spot in the Maroons' backline ahead of Broncos teammate Corey Oates and North Queensland pair Hamaseo Tabuifado and Murray Tulagu. The young winger has turned heads, scoring 10 tries in the past six NRL games. So he said he enjoyed the call to Cobbo. He said, thank you a few times, Slater grinned. He's a likeable lad and has taken the game by storm. He's really lit up the game, brings up much excitement, but he's doing a lot right that we don't focus on as well, which is a big reason why he's there, as well as 19-year-old Cowboy Ruben Cotter was one of the first written down to debut at lock, while Pat Carrigan and Jeremiah Nenai, also 19, are both set to debut for their state from the interchange bench. The Maroons will assemble in Brisbane on Monday before travelling to the Gold Coast for their training camp ahead of Game 1. But Whiten returns, Widgeroo man. Whiten will return to centre for the New South Wales Blues after a surprise call for Brad Fittler to start him in Game 1. Fittler revealed Monday morning that Whiten would partner Cotonio Staggs in the centres, leaving Penrith rookie Stephen Crichton to come off bench in number 14. Whiten travelled to Sydney from Canberra on Sunday night, expected to be left as a reserve with Staggs, Crichton and Utility Hines all in the same squad. The 20-year-old father of three even approached Fittler to confirm the news, he told by a reporter on Monday morning ahead of Blues' first on-field training session at Coogee on Tuesday. He keeps things pretty tight-knit, Freddie did, and I'm stoked, Whiten told. It's awesome. You know your role. You've got your job to do, and it's something you can focus on all week. It's good to, instead of coming off the bench and not knowing what you're coming in onto. This will be 2020 Daily M Award winner's fourth Origins for New South Wales after his debut in 2019. So, Too Deadly, your mob, represent your mob, your family in the State of Origin. And looking at the NRL scores over the weekend, Storms defeated Sea Eagles 28-8. Panthers defeated Cowboys 22-0. Broncos defeated Titans 35-24. Warriors went down to the Knights 24-16. West Tigers got annihilated by the Rabbitohs 44-16. Roosters defeated Sharks 36-16. Dragons got up over the Bulldogs 34-24. And the Raiders were beaten by the Eels 28-20. Upcoming games, Titans up against Cowboys, Panthers up against the Bulldogs, Seagulls up against Warriors, and Raiders up against Roosters. A short span because of the State of Origin, and buyers go to the Broncos, Eels, St. George, Newcastle Knights, Rabbitohs, Sharks, Melbourne Storms, and the Tigers. So that's how it sits in regards to the football coming up this weekend. And just looking at the scores here for all the games for AFL. Over the weekend, the Sydney Swans defeated Tigers 106-100. Brisbane Lions defeated GWS 110-96. The Geelong Cats defeated Adelaide Crows 97-55. Fremantle defeated Melbourne Demons 94-56. Western Bulldogs annihilated West Coast Eagles 161-60. Gold Coast Suns annihilated Hawthorn 121-54. St Kilda defeated North Melbourne 103-50. Collingwood just got up over the Carlton 79-75. And the Port Adelaide defeated the Bombers, Essendon Bombers, 66-50. That was the weekend just passed. And the upcoming games this weekend for the AFL, Western Bulldogs will take on Geelong Cats. Adelaide Crows take on West Coast Eagles. Gold Coast Suns take on North Melbourne. Melbourne Demon take on Sydney Swans. And the Hawthorn Hawks will take on Collingwood, as well as Fremantle take on Brisbane Lions. The buys this weekend, Carlton, Port Adelaide, St Kilda, Bombers, GWS and Richmond Tigers. So there it is, your mob. Have you saying Yan Up Song here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
People telling me you got a new boyfriend. They say they see you out there every weekend. Didn't take long to take my place. Must be some things that you can replace. Well, they're telling me your father really likes him. They're predicting you're contemplating moving in. A big house and a big account. Guess there's something that you can't live without, but I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know. Man at the jeweler says he's looking about a diamond ring. Girl at the counter says he's looking at expensive things. If he's gonna walk you down the aisle, I know someone who won't be smiling. But I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know, I don't wanna know. I don't wanna hear the games you're playing. I don't wanna hear the plans he's making.
I don't want to hear your hurtful lines. I just want you to realize that I don't want to know. 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 You never told me your plans to let me go. Now you're gone, it just seems to me I'm the first one to know. My mind keeps talking and telling me that we are through.
Yeah, I don't want to know. I think you want to know. That's Charlie Anderson. I don't want to know, but I think you want to know regarding the latest election and regarding the federal election. Saw record numbers of First Nations candidates elected to office. The federal election has delivered historic numbers of diverse parliamentarians as the new Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is sworn in and ending the coalition's decade in power. The coalition government was decimated after the Liberal Party lost a slew of previous safe inner-city wealthy seats to independents, and a swing in Western Australia turned once-safe Liberal seats over to Labor. The incoming 47th Parliament will also be the nation's most diverse, bringing in 10 First Nation politicians, record numbers in both houses of Parliament. Widgery woman Linda Burney has returned to the seat of Barton and will take her place in the House of Representatives as the first Aboriginal woman to hold the Indigenous Affairs portfolio. She takes over from longtime MP Ken Wyatt, who also lost his seat. Ms Burney will also be the Minister for Families and Social Services, the first Indigenous person to hold that portfolio. She will be joined by incoming Marion Stromago, who won the NT seat of Lingira, and Dr Gordon Reid, who has snatched the New South Wales seat of Robertson from the Coalition. Ms Burney told ABC's RN Breakfast host, Patricia Carvilles, that her priority will be seeing the full implementation of the Uluru Statement from the Heart. This week, in 5 years since the Uluru Statement was made, and is a very high priority and is 100% supported by the caucus, she says. She also affirmed that government would now turn to the consultation process around implementing a voice treaty and a truth-telling commission. Record numbers of Indigenous women in Senate. Labor's Janice Stewart will be joining her colleagues, Malindiri McCarthy and Jacinta Namajirapa Price of the opposition's Country Liberal Party, and will represent the Northern Territory along with Ms McCarthy in an NT first. Western Australian Labor Senator and Yowa man, Patrick Dodson, is set to be the Minister for Constitutional Recognition and Reconciliation under Labor government. The Greens, enjoyed one of the biggest swings towards in its history, will be returning a number of First Nation women to the Senate. Tasmanian Aboriginal Senator Jackie Lambie is also in the Senate with her party, and the Greens expect to have a key role in Roan's Senate crossbench. Independents have swelled in numbers. So, look, there it is. Also, the Victorian Green Senator, Linda Thorpe, and Western Australian Dorinda Cox have been re-elected to the Senate. Ms Price is likely to be the Coalition's only Indigenous MP after Ken Wyatt lost his seat and other Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander challengers around the corner failed to make headway. The 47th Parliament will also be one of the most diverse in history, with a bevy of parliamentarians coming from diverse ethnicity and backgrounds joining Parliament. So there it is, too, Deadly, representing our mob in that space in Parliament. And, look, a step forward, but like I said, being strong, Deadly, you mob, and stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Speak for our mob. We're going to catch up with someone online. Someone, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, Ed here talking about employment in the mining industry.
Yes.
And just mining in this country, my beef with that is there's not one Aboriginal community that's a role model community, wherever their mining is, close to those community, brother. I just hear you talking about the green. Teal, they call them. There's a lot of them from the Bill Ribbon seats.
Yep.
And, brother, with the way the Pacific is now, Samoa and Fiji, Solomon, they sort of not too happy with Australia and because of mining and the global warming.
Yes.
And the rising sea levels. So there's, I think, a leaning towards phasing out nights reading out money. And, you know, before I, I'll follow down there, I'll follow Tony Gibbs. I think me and him about the same age. And
you probably remember
The Man from Uncle, eh, brother, that series on TV.
You're strong with both same opinions, you two. Yes, exactly.
But you remember The old Man from Uncle? Brother, you old enough to remember The Man from Uncle? TV, when the black and white TV used to be on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in the show, the theme of the show was the agents go into a country and they'll use electrical gadgetry or probably Mission Impossible like that to stabilize a country, undermine a leader and all them kind of caper. And I feel like saying, F me dead, but F me dead anyway. on Q&A last week, brother, the lady of color, Marine... for a choir or something. Mm-hmm. I loved her, brother. A big shout out to her. She put it to Alexander Downer, brother. And Alexander was trying to justify electronic gadgetry over in Solomon Island. And, you know, they're talking about, but they say they don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. Then, bugging me dead, one of the people in the audience put it to Downer about what's the place? Timor Leste, brother, you know, and they still go to court and the fitness expo or something like that, and that's all the stuff they use electric gadgetry to listen to conversation in Bali or somewhere, Timor, eh? Listen, because of liquid gas, and it does go on electric gadgetry, but I sort of feel happy now with this teal and with the way the Pacific are jacking up on. The white men, I feel like swearing. They think they know everything about us. You know, they're going to make every decision about us.
Exactly.
But the women, the teal women, they can see. I think with the teal women, they're let their gender limit their humanity, brother. Mm. And because of the government, big mining company and the gaming and liquor industry, they are political donation. And they own those government, brother. Thank you very much, brother, for my beef.
Yeah, thank you for your beef, my brother, too deadly. Hanging on each word, my brother. So thank you very much, Selwyn. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. It's come to the time where I sign off for today, but I thank you very much for your company, your mob. It is a one-hour program. Love sharing with you. Love steering the ship. It is your ship, National Talk Black. But you can contact us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. But 24-7, you can text the Murray, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 97 FM. Two Deadly Mobs, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up here very soon. NRS, thank you very, very, very much, News. And stay tuned for that, your mob. And we'll yarn soon. Two Deadly.